You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
I work with DJs at WFIL, and when they would play that Elvis song, and a lot of these guys were Southern boys.
It is really too bad that this is not on video, because you've seen my face looking at Tony.
I knew you would do that, because I didn't know that song was coming up. So, once again, my great Elvis knowledge and my musical knowledge, I did what DJs used to do when that song was, you know, a current hit back in the day.
I looked at you, and then you looked at me like, what? And then you did it again, and I'm like,
dream. If I can dream.
Gosh.
If I can dream. And if you say it fast, it sounds like you're saying something bad. But it's not. It's Southern. Let's get the Southern grammar. Let's get the country grammar going here.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Kamala did last night in Savannah. She sounded more sounded more ghetto than our governor here in Pennsylvania. Well, we're in Florida. We have the best governor. What's his name in Pennsylvania? Josh Shapiro. He goes all ghetto when he tries to talk like Obama. And I'm not saying Obama's ghetto. He's not. But it's this thing about when you talk to certain crowds,
yes,
you got to put an accent on to make
so
it look like you can relate to them. Am I right, Henry?
Condescending.
Oh, absolutely. I can't believe
she
gets
away with
this
time and time again.
When I'm down
south, talking to my friends, I'm talking to my friends in Birmingham, Alabama, where I work for a couple of years, you always put that accent on. I don't know why.
Can we just reiterate the importance of pronunciation?
Yes.
That's what this segment should be about.
Oh, so Henry,
I didn't know that song was coming, but my quick thinking brain and my ADHD
and your 5-year-old mind.
LMNOP. Am I what?
And your 5-year-old mind.
And my it's an old DJ trick that you could do on the air back in the day when you couldn't use any words.
Well, you gave Henry a heart attack.
I know, because I want to make sure Henry's on his feet.
You were a quick thinker. I was a quick reactor here. I was hitting the dump button.
I know.
Like that.
That's the whole part of that song. And I didn't know you were playing it. And of course, the great
once again,
Linda Kearns.
It is
law,
if I can dream.
But if you say it fast enough, and with a little country twang in it, like Kamala Harris had last night down there in Savannah, Georgia, you know, it's going to sound a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm going a little Cajun now, Cajun chef. But you know, there's a big difference between the Cajun accent and the Southern accent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that Coach O. Ooh, let me tell you about
Luigi something. Just ticked in. Stop singing like Elvis. I'm going to throw myself off your roof. Stop it. Just stay the hell off the roof, because the roof is not on fire and we don't need no water. And you know what we do.
So coming up this hour.
Yes.
Do we still have time to take any phone calls if anybody calls in?
Yeah, we also have to do the mystery movie clip and give away a prize. That's coming up in about 10 minutes from now.
Yes.
And Jane Rubino, by the way, has been picking the morning mystery movie clips all week after winning the privilege during the Travis Manion Radiothon. So she picks out the movie clip, and then you will call in when we play it, and we'll tell you when. And then you'll win a pair of tickets to Politics and Pints with Donald Trump Jr. at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey, September 12th. Each ticket also includes a copy of Letters to Trump. Tickets are on sale at 1210WPHT.com. Nice. How about that?
And both the call-in and trying to win the mystery movie tickets, phone number is 855-839-1210.
And one of your favorite places to travel to, Warner, up there and back in Pennsylvania, we go up Route 30. And where do we go when we take Route 30? Or just take City Line Avenue all the way up and turn there with the Lancaster Avenue. That's Route 30.
That
where do we go,
correct.
Robin?
We go to Lancaster and the news weather sponsored by Discover Lancaster. What a coinkydink. Discover more of Lancaster. Head to Lancaster County this weekend with the family to enjoy the rides at Dutch Wonderland.
Yeah.
Yes. Tony's, our grandkids love Dutch
they
Wonderland.
They have season passes. Yes, they is. Drive from Maryland to Dutch Wonderland, and it's not that far. You can drive from Maryland up to
and
Lancaster.
It's an outrage that I still have not been. I need to be able to go to Dutch Wonderland.
You've been to Lancaster many times.
Yes,
we've been
but
to the
I've
Amish
never been
country.
To Dutch Wonderland.
We drove by it, Robin.
Dutch Wonderland. It's a kingdom for kids, just a 90-minute drive from Philadelphia. Visit discoverlancaster.com to plan your getaway.
Beautiful. Love Dutch Wonderland.
I am a Dutch Wonderland.
Not Dutch Oven, or not the Dutch guy who beat Carlos Alcatraz, as Robin called him earlier today at the U.S. Open yesterday.
Alvarez.
All right, Robin, who's the guy once again? Who was the guy who was the 74th ranked? Botik.
Van der Zandschulp.
What?
Van der Zandschulp.
You got that now? Sounds like a disease. Do they have a vaccine for that? Is that something we should be worrying about?
Van der Zandschulp.
You got that?
Schulp. That's the hard one.
Schulp.
Sounds like strapper to me. That's how we say it in South Philly.
Now here's it. Here's
hey, Bob the strapper.
Tony,
hey, yo. Yeah.
Tony always asks me when there's a VD, Vander, Vonder.
Not VD. No. That's a different
but like
conversation.
When it's of either a Fondler or a Von Der, it's either German or Dutch.
Right.
So if it's V-A-N-D-E, Vander. Then it's Dutch. If it's Von Der, V-O-N-D-E-R, that's German.
I von der Y. This is the silly side. This is the silly season or the silly hour as we wrap up a week and hope everybody has a great Labor Day weekend. You know, go out there, be safe when you're traveling. Don't do anything stupid. Let me do the stupid stuff. You just try to keep it, continue the same thing and watch the Phillies with another three games of the series, huge series, big win, come from behind last night. And so, you know, that's what it's all about this time of the year. Labor Day, kids are going back to school. Some already have been back. Next week, a lot of kids will go back. Kamala Harris will work on trying to figure out what the Constitution and the Supreme Court are as she goes out and continues the campaigning. Trump's out there. Everybody's out campaigning. I'm going to be out there barbecuing and chilling and grilling. Popping a couple of cold ones. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What are you putting on the grill here? Burgers, dogs, steaks?
Well, whatever I can afford. I may get some dog meat. I'm kidding.
We're certainly not going to be putting those $125 tomahawks on.
I know. Did you see that they have a fake tomahawk now? Somebody made it. Somebody made a fake tomahawk out of, like, fake meat. So it looks like it's red, right? And then they slice it up and they put the lines
in
it.
What do they use instead of a bone?
You have to look it up. And when they cook it on a grill, it looks just like a real tomahawk, fake tomahawk. And you would think, wow, that looks good. But then when you watch the video, which we'll play it, but you can't see it. It's a ribeye steak off the grill, and it's about meat glue.
Oh.
And they're using meat glue to put the bone on. So it's fake steak. And, you know, who is it? We don't fake steak. Is that who's
obviously
the slogan
is that? This is not going to work well without video. Oh, it doesn't even look right, though.
No, when they put it together and then they grill it, they put the grill marks in it. You would not. It's 100% fake steak.
Oh, well, this isn't even to eat. This is like with food coloring and
no,
it looks
they
like,
put it on.
Yeah, no, it's like chocolate or something. Yeah, that's like chocolate.
Oh, is it
no,
one of those
they
things
show you
like,
how.
Yeah.
They show you how they put it together, where the bone, the ribeye bone and the tomahawk is fake and they glue it on there. and then they grill it, and it's meat glue. They use meat glue.
That's just
it's 50% less calories and tastes great, but less filling.
Have you seen there's a lot of these fake like the fake meat and the genetically modified fruits and stuff.
That's why RFK Jr. needs to get work.
If you set them outside,
right.
Flies and ants don't even touch them. How fast do flies and ants come out? If you have real food, I mean, they find it like crazy. You set it out and you forget that you had like some kind of food out there. Mm-hmm. Immediately, they find them within 10 minutes.
We should be eating fake fruit?
No. Oh. My point is joking, that even Robin. Flies and ants know that this stuff is crap. They won't even go after it.
Exactly.
That's right. How you know. If a fly or an ant won't try to eat it, you know it's bad for humans.
The amazing thing about remember when this whole fake meat stuff came out? Oh, yeah, buying the stocks. And, oh, yeah, this is going to be the rate. Now they can't give it away.
I know.
You go into stores, it's in the discount freezer department.
Well, so many people thought that if you...
It's healthier for you.
It's healthier for you. It's actually worse for you. People are gaining weight.
If that were the prize for the mystery movie, I don't think anyone would call in.
What about the prize for the...
The mystery movie. Well, you said it earlier. I mean,
yeah, it's a great prize.
It's a great prize. I'm just saying, if it was, those fake steaks, I don't think anyone would.
We don't sell fake steaks.
No fake steaks. I want the.
I used to buy steaks out of the truck.
Real meat.
Remember when the guys with the little pickup trucks would come and they'd have a freezer in the back, and then they'd drive to your house and knock on the door, and they'd have frozen lobster tails and steaks. No, these were private people. Oh. These weren't the big trucks. These were guys like in white pickup trucks, and they'd have a freezer in the back. When I lived up in Montgomery County in Gwinnett, and they would come out, to where people were making money, and I wasn't making a lot of money up there.
So in other words, they fell off the back of the truck kind of thing?
No, these guys would get supplies, and then they would sell them to you. So they'd take out a nice big box of steaks, and they'd sell, and they were real. They weren't fake. They weren't Bobo.
I think Henry and I are both thinking to ourselves, this was back in the olden days.
No, yes. This is still happening. I want
guy
people out there
to
confirm
up.
What I'm saying. Confirm what I'm saying. People still have those guys that come around, and then they order what's the one where you order it online?
Omaha Steaks.
People order food delivered.
No, I know.
Hello, you remember the pandemic? People still don't cook, and they still have people deliver clothes to their homes.
My ex-husband is from Montana, and a lot of states on the West Coast, I don't know how far east it goes, Swans Frozen Foods.
Yeah, but that's a commercial place.
Yeah, but they came by, you ordered it, and they came by in the truck.
But this was a guy knocking on doors, and then they,
sounds
when
legit.
You knew, and it was like the Mr. Softy guy, when you hear the bells coming around your neighborhoods and the ice cream truck, before we knew that, we realized that the ice cream truck guys were creeps. And clowns, they would come around and they would
Guido.
Go to the houses, and people would wait for this guy to come once a week. And they say, hey, you need anything? And you got the lobster tails, you got the fillets, you got the porterhouse, you got all that stuff.
I'm picturing Guido going, hey, yo.
It's not a Guido guy. I want people to confirm this because I'm not making this stuff up.
Hey, yo, Johnny.
It wasn't one of those guys. It wasn't one of those. That's not South Philly. This was up in the suburbs. Where the rich elitists live. You know what I'm saying?
I got a good deal for you.
No, they didn't do that.
No?
It was almost like it was special. He'd open up that freezer and then all the smoke would come. He'd have dry ice in there because, he didn't have electric on the thing.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dennis, who has a question here in Philadelphia, about local knowledge and local legends that I know and loved who are now no longer with us. Dennis, what's going on, man?
Hi, how you doing?
Beautiful, man.
I just wanted to ask Tony Bruno if he was friends with Jim O'Brien.
Let me see if I can get him on the line to answer the question. No, it's me, Jim. It's me, Dennis. You're speaking to Tony Bruno, the one, the only, the original. Absolutely, Dennis. Yes, I work with Jim O'Brien at WFIL. Back in that era, when I was at WFIL from 1970 all the way to 76 and then moved to Birmingham because I was working overnights as a news guy. And Jim was obviously one of the great DJs there. He did the middays with Jay Cook and Dr. Don Rose and all of these other great people that I had an honor to work with, Long John Wade, Banana Joe. I mean, you name the legends. But Jim O'Brien and I worked together. You know, we talked about motorcycles all the time. And then, unfortunately, you know, and he became a great weatherman and a character on Channel 6 News for a long, long time.
He was a character, all right.
No, he was a legendary guy and a great Texan, man. I mean, you can tell Jim O'Brien was a Texan all the way through, wore the cowboy boots. And unfortunately, you know, was in the skydiving, and that's how he lost his life, sadly.
Really?
Well, yes, he jumped out of an airplane, and the parachute didn't open.
Well, he cut his parachute. It was two parachutes that got stuck together.
Right,
and he
right.
cut himself loose and let the other guy live. And he hit the ground, and every bone in his body was broke. So,
yeah, tragedy.
One
of the legendary broadcasters.
Yeah.
Radio, and you know, he also did sports. I mean, you know, these guys like George Michael, you know, he was a DJ, but he was also doing like New York Islanders games. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He was doing play-by-play. And George was another great friend and a great guy who I would see everywhere. And he had the George Michael sports machine, the national show on Sunday nights, you know, back when Sports Center was just starting up. He was saying, let's go to the videotape, and he'd have the big reel there, and he'd hit the big button and start the video to show the highlights of the weekend's action. Now, I was blessed. I was blessed to grow up in an era when and again, I'm not saying there aren't any legendary people around, but those guys were my idols. Those are the people who I grew up listening to and helped me out and helped me become the broadcaster that I later became.
He was the funniest weatherman you ever want to see. So.
Oh, yeah. He was the best. Seriously.
Yeah.
The best.
And I live in Chester County, and this is all Trump country out here. And I listen to the show every day on the radio.
Well, you know, Dick Vermeil's out there in Chester County, and Kennett Square, the mushrooms. And who doesn't love the mushrooms?
Well,
I got to tell you, these are the greatest mushrooms I've ever seen.
Mushrooms
like
awesome.
Never love the mushroom festival. Not those kinds of the magic mushrooms. The real mushrooms.
Not one for the smell.
Exactly.
I think
Henry knows where to get the magic mushrooms, though. Hey, Dennis, appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. I know you live up
in northern
Chester County?
He's gone.
Oh.
Okay, I apologize.
We have another caller, Joanne in Ardmore.
Joanne, she wants to clarify something I said. I have butter. Can you clarify the butter for me? That's one of the hardest things I try to do when I make a beurre blanc. You know, when you make the beurre blanc,
beurre blanc,
when you get that, you try to get that right. Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mine was about the commission people that came to your home in their trucks. My father-in-law did that. He was from Souderton, and he used to go to all the wealthy areas in Philadelphia, along with some in Montgomery County, that he actually had keys to their home. They would place an order the week before. Then they would go up and deliver the food and then go next door and see if somebody else wanted something. So you're absolutely right. Everybody's saying I'm making that up.
I got signs of fall, autumn signs on my Twitter account. X said, I know who the meat guys are. I lived in Croydon when they came about every other Friday, about 5 to 7
That's
miles outside of Philly. They always brought a few pounds of meat for wholesale prices. That was back in the 80s.
So, Joanne,
when I lived up in Montgomery County in the 80s, they would come around.
Were they butchers
they were
that
egg-
just did this?
No, they went to the local butcher and they would order whatever they think the people would want. Mostly eggs, fresh eggs, and egg and butter. They were called egg and butter men. And then they would come to your home and they had chicken, they had steaks, they had all kinds of meats. And then right before the holidays, either Thanksgiving or Christmas, they bought fresh turkeys. And all of them hated
guys,
that day because of
these guys always had little white pickup trucks. And
then they would have, right
in the middle of the bed, they would have this freezer, you know, like a chest freezer.
And then they'd
come by and they knew the people that would buy from them, you know. And
I had three
kids. We had little kids and it was easy because they'd come and bring the lobster tails. We didn't buy eggs from them, though. But we bought, steaks. We bought chicken, lobster tails, you know, that kind of stuff.
Best food I ever had in my life.
Yeah, it was great, and it was convenient. Now everything is delivered. You know, now everybody gets their stuff delivered. Now you can't even order a pizza. People get, like, Chinese food sent to the house. This is an outrage.
Well, most of these men were farmers, and the farmers kind of dried up in that area, and that's what they did for their second job to support their homes.
That's great knowledge. It wasn't so. I wasn't technically wrong. I mean, you.
No, you were very right. No, you're right.
Well, thank you.
Some people.
No, when I'm wrong, I like to be corrected. Yeah, one more. What do you got?
No. I'm not correcting you. I'm saying you're absolutely right, and it was a great way to make a living.
Exactly right. Well, I never did that for a living. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call and the support, Joanne. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening in. See, you know, I don't make stuff up, Robin. Just because I'm older, but we're talking about the age. Oh, we're not talking about back in the 30s when the guys came with the carts up the street
being pulled by
a horse.
We're not saying that we didn't believe you.
Yeah.
We just said it was like back in the olden days.
The 80s are that we love the 80s.
It sounds like you were like going like, oh, you know, milk used to cost a nickel, you know, something like that.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even that much. It was that much cheaper. I mean, you could have gone to a meat packing place or a big, you know, there's like my son in Maryland. He goes to this place where they sell meat. They sell chickens. He gets his chicken necks in there for crabbing right from the farmer. So when you live in a rural area, and back then, you know, Montgomery County, Gwinnett, you know, was just growing. They were all potato farms and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So when they started building all those homes up in Gwinnett Valley, you know, that's where all the rich people lived. And I bought when it was, you know, inexpensive. My house was only $180,000. And I had it built out there.
Yeah.
So, those are the old, you know, $180,000 back in the 80s was a lot of money.
A lot.
So, that's the story on that. So, just because I'm older doesn't mean I'm ancient.
Huh. Another question. There's a debate on that. Well, here's the deal about Tony Bruneau.
We have to break one more time?
No, keep going.
Okay.
Here's the deal. You are your age, but your mind is like that of a 12-year-old.
No, it's how's my mind like a 12-year-old if I can remember things from 50 years ago?
Henry, do you need to explain him?
I mean, the whole Elvis thing earlier.
Yeah.
Getting away with the pronunciation.
That is a 12-year-old.
No, it's not. That's talking about the Jim O'Brien days. Because Jim had this big Texas accent. And he would do it, too, when he would play that Elvis song because he knew he could get away with it. Because back then, in the 70s, when the 60s and 70s, when those guys ruled AM radio, everybody listened to top 40 music during the British explosion, right? The British invasion, 64, the Beatles. There were music stations, but that's when the whole music world changed in the 60s.
Yes.
The British invasion, you had Motown, you had so many different genres of great artists all coming into the music scene.
Thou protests.
I'm not protesting. I'm just spitting knowledge. I'm spitting game, Robin.
Speaking of music, don't we have a special Phil segment?
Yeah, that'll be coming up at 9:53 this morning.
Robin, have you been listening to the show the last couple of days? Do you not listen when I'm filling in or I'm on for Nick and we always do the big Phil finale? Phil's like the closing act. Phil is what we wait for.
I just wanted to make sure that he had enough time.
It's 57.
He works on this for the first few hours of the show, and then he submits it, and it's been
in.
Are
you questioning Phil's work ethic and the fact that even though it's a holiday Friday, you think he's mailing in his today in music history?
No, but he still hasn't played If I Were King for Just One Day, which we have been talking about since the beginning of the show.
By the way, and I want to thank Traffic Guy, Brian. Tony, great to hear you the last 2 days with Robin. We miss you here. One note, though, the song War was not by Eric Burden, because Eric Burden and War was part of the Animals, and then he was Eric Burden and War. But the song War was by Edwin Starr. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Here it is. Can you hear it?
Yeah, this is the song that I want to.
Just one day, I would.
Wait, what era was this? What year was this from, Robin? What era was this?
Are you saying that this is the 80s as well?
Yeah, the 80s, you know, when this I was buying meat so out of 80s. A guy in a truck in this park in the thing.
I know their hair. Their hair was just magnificent.
Thompson twins. Were they twins, by the way? They're better than the Krasenstein brothers. Those guys are creeps.
Let me see. I'm going to say, because it wasn't just
two people.
No, it was a group.
This was actually 1992?
Nah, really?
That's what it says here in front of me, yeah.
They were formed in 1977, man.
Yeah, but this song, was it really in 92?
No, it was 85.
Years to Future Days. That's what I'm playing off of. I don't know if that's the correct album.
The band became prominent during the second British invasion in 1985. They performed at Live Aid in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And they were joined on stage by Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
You know who else was in there? Alana Curry. I mean, a lot of people played with the Thompson twins. But I don't think they're twins.
I don't think so either.
But they were king for just one day.
I'm trying to figure out how they became the name.
To me, they're 80s to me. They started in the 70s. They blew up in the 80s. And they continued. They broke up, though. They're not together, right?
No.
Well, they conjoined twins, though, but maybe they were separated.
I don't think so.
And I was at Live Aid in 1985 in Philly.
They actually are not showing me how they became the twins, the Thompson twins.
They don't want you to know.
It's just like Men Without Hats or Men at Work. You know, they just had, there was an era where everybody had to have men in their group. Men and Without Hats, Men at Work.
Men Behaving Badly.
Men Without Pants. Men Behaving Badly. Wait, Bruno the Tank Engine. Forget about me, Tony. Tony also remembers when the lamplighter would light the street lamps. No, I'm not that old. We had electric lamps. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, man.
So
relax.
Phil says, I have no control on what is being played. That is on Henry, and the song came out in 1985.
And what era is that, Robin?
Oh, I would
what,
like to
what decade
times.
Is out
it was
when
times,
I was buying
Tony.
Meat out of the back of a truck in Montgomery County and you were ridiculing me as old.
It was in the way, way back era.
Which era has the most music on all VH1? Is that still on the air? What's the most popular when they do? I love the what? I love the 80s.
Yes.
Is probably the most popular era of all the different types of music. Now, I grew up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, so I know all those genres.
I love the 80s and pop-pop video.
Oh, I love pop-up. No, pop-up video, Robin. Not pop-pop video. That's where old men sit around and watch old, you know, the old reruns of the Real McCoys at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Pop-up video.
Love pop-up video.
I learned a lot about songs.
Aren't you learning a lot when you listen or as part of the show, Robin?
I learned so much from you. Let's go to break.
We have to break one more time?
Yes.
Yeah, one more time.
One more time. We're coming right back. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
The man who hit the Goudreau brothers as they were on their bicycles last night down in Woodstown, New Jersey. They were actually, they grew up in Gloucester Township, and then you got all those county lines. But they grew up down in Salem County, and they were riding their bikes last night. Johnny Goudreau, legendary guy from South Jersey, legendary NHL player, Boston College. He and his brother were riding a bike, and a guy hit them, and they're both dead. And now they have arrested the man who stopped and didn't run away. But he was taken in and now has been charged. There's a picture of him. He's been identified. And now he's facing charges of vehicular homicide. At 8:03, they were reportedly on the street, on the road, the rural road, at 8:30. And put that picture up there. His name is Sean Higgins of Woodstown, New Jersey, also in that same area down there. You know,
whether he had been drinking
or anything, we have no idea. Give the facts. The facts are Sean Higgins, 43, of Woodstown, New Jersey, has been charged with two counts of death by auto of Johnny and his brother Matthew Goudreau last night down there in Salem County, New Jersey. Obviously, he's got an orange prison garb on. Yeah. So he said the reports were he stayed there. He didn't escape the scene. And then when police arrived, they charged him with two counts of death by auto. So the sad story, a man driving, and again, the Goudreau brothers were probably, it was close to darkness, but he just destroyed an entire community, an entire family of NFL, NBA, anybody who's been in sports. And these two guys, the Goudreau brothers, mm-hmm. legendary. Their father's a legendary coach, and now this guy hits them. And I'm sure they had to have some sort of something on their bikes where they could be seen at
I'm
night.
Sure more news will come out, but if this was truly just an accident and it was the dusk and the light in his eyes or whatever.
They wouldn't charge him with two counts of death by auto, right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, why would they charge him with two counts of death by auto if they thought it was just an innocent mistake? They have more information than we know right now.
And it'll all come out, I'm sure.
Exactly. Meanwhile, let's wrap this up with the legend himself. Not Elvis. He was a legend. But the legend here on this program, the great Phil Almquist. Phil?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. History on Kale & Company.
Today, August 30th, we celebrate the heavenly birthday of John Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas. Singles include Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana in 93, Heart and Soul by Huey Lewis and the News in 83, Listen to Her Heart by Tom Petty in 78. No, I can't make that up, all those Heart songs. And Loud Love by Soundgarden in 89. Albums include Danzig's debut in 88. Highway 61 Revisited by Bob Dylan in 65. Master of the Moon by Dio, actually his last album in 2004. And Fear Inoculum by Tool in 2019. Also in 93, Billy Joel is the very first musical guest on David Letterman's first show after moving to CBS. In 2016, the Go-Go's complete their final tour. In 86, Steve Winwood is atop the singles chart with Higher Love. In 69, Elvis was atop the album chart in the UK. And in 73, the Doors officially disband 2 years after Jim Morrison's death. But also, and lastly, on this day in 69, the band Earth changed its name when lead singer Ozzy Osbourne, yes, that guy, announces on stage the band's new name is Black Sabbath. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Almquist.
Thank you, Phil. The Columbus Dispatch has more information now. Robin was talking about what happened now. The Sean Higgins guy we just talked about was taken into custody, and he was taken under custody on suspicion of being under the influence of alcohol.
Bastard.
So the stats have now been released. They charge him with two counts of vehicular homicide, and he's currently in the Saline County Correctional Facility. So two guys on a bicycle, guys drunk driving, and then he takes two lives and now is going to pay for
Unbelievable.
It. And the world, the hockey world and families all over New Jersey, all over the National Hockey League and all over sports, wondering why this guy is out there drinking and driving on a country road on a Thursday night. In the meantime, we want to thank everybody. First of all, we got to thank Henry Michette. Henry's done a great job. Phil Almquist, always getting it done. Dan Borowski, all the people who helped us put this show together, all the great callers and listeners. And yesterday, the last couple of days. I mean, you know, I'm on once a week most of the time on Wednesdays. But it's been an honor to do this. You know, I've been doing radio a long time, but this is a lot of fun. And, you know, the more you do it, the more you... It's like riding a bicycle. But I think the respect and the love of all the fans out there and all the people who have been following me through various incarnations, we want to thank you. But I just want to tell everybody, just be careful out there. You see what happens. Don't drink and drive. And I've said this every single end of my shows for decades. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive, no matter where you are. There's a lot of distracted drivers out there. But if you add alcohol or any kind of drugs to your parties this weekend, you're a moron. Give the keys to somebody else, all right? Just be careful out there. In the meantime, have a great Labor Day weekend. I don't know who's going to be back on Monday, but I'm going to go to bed right now. I don't know about you. As Joe Biden once said, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed. Good job, guys. Thank you, and God bless America.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.